It is Thursday, 10, 11, 12, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of the region's history and culture.
Support for KUAF also comes from the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks Summer Concert Series. The 2012 season closes with Three Penny Acre tonight, beginning at 6. Lawn chairs and picnics are welcome at the free family-friendly event. More information available at bgozarks.org or 750-2620.
In just a few minutes on Ozarks, a classroom with a great view. I'll spend some time with students at Devil's Den as part of a project to improve outdoor education.
Plus, an IRS deadline more than 90,000 Arkansans should care about. And inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, Yaniv Talbenhaus and Rodham Sivan play piano and guitar, respectively.
First, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality yesterday began a watershed conference. The conference runs through tomorrow, and spokeswoman Catherine Beninati says the forum, titled Water, Our Living Treasure, is open for teachers, environmental professionals, and anyone who wants to learn more about stormwater runoff, water quality, pollution reduction, and other water issues.
We're excited to hear people's ideas, and Arkansas is such a unique place. We have so many watersheds, and they're so important to the state, so we're excited to be having this conference.
Beninati says there will be an environmental grant workshop, tours at various facilities, including Janet Huckabee River Valley Nature Center, and various seminars. Registration is closed, but the public is still invited to attend. People can learn more at the ADEQ website.
Yesterday, a group of between 1 and 200 protesters gathered outside of the Walmart corporate headquarters in Bentonville. The group was comprised of union advocates and striking workers from stores in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Dallas, who are calling for changes at the company. Among the list of demands, organizers say they are requesting that Walmart end what they call retaliation against employees who speak out in favor of changes of the company's labor policies. Protesters have given Walmart the deadline of Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to address their list of demands. If no action is taken, striking worker Colby Harris says protesters are ready to take a variety of actions.
It can range from anywhere from a strike to rallies. In anything that we see necessary to get our point across, we're going to do. We want them to know that. We're going to take whatever step, whatever nonviolent step that we have to get our point across.
The protests in front of the Bentonville headquarters came as executives inside held the company's 19th annual financial analyst meeting. According to TalkBusiness.net, Walmart unveiled its holiday retail prospects during the meeting, stating the company had $400 million worth of goods in layaway as of yesterday. That's about half of last year's total in just the first few weeks of the program. Investors seemed receptive to the news. Walmart stock price yesterday closed up 1% at $75.42.
A recently completed study finds that the nonprofit arts and culture sector is a significant player in the economy of Northwest Arkansas. The study, conducted by the nonprofit Americans for the Arts and released by the Walton Arts Center yesterday, found that the area's culture economy creates nearly 1,500 full-time jobs, generates $4 million in government revenue, and generates $46 million in total economic impact. Those figures are nearly triple of where they were when the study was last completed in 2005. Beth Goodwin is the public relations manager for the Walton Arts Center. She says that people who attend arts or culture events spend additional money in the area.
So the average person spends about $20 above the cost of a ticket when they attend an arts and cultural event, while the average tourist, which is considered just, you know, anyone outside of Northwest Arkansas, spends an additional $36. So that's a huge impact. And, of course, mostly it's lodging and transportation and restaurants and that type of thing, but all of those add up.
The study compares Northwest Arkansas to other areas of similarly sized populations.
Compared to others of our similar size, we're at or above those averages for jobs, government revenue, and total economic impact. And then we're also above in jobs and government revenue compared to the national numbers. So these are really, really good numbers overall.
Goodwin says that while the numbers in the area are good, it found that most of the people spending on the arts in the area are locals, leaving room for further economic growth. She also says that the results of the study give more weight to the Walton Arts Center's plans to expand its facilities in Fayetteville, as well as its plans for a new facility in Bentonville.
Should remain overcast tonight. 80% chance of thunderstorms and rain showers, a low in the mid to upper 50s in northwest Arkansas. Clouds in the Arkansas River Valley tonight as well, with a 50% chance of rain, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, overcast throughout the region. Highs will be in the mid-70s throughout the region as well. 60% chance of rain tomorrow, northwest Arkansas, possibly a thunderstorm. Just a 30% chance of Friday showers for the River Valley. And Friday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Lows in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas. Lows tomorrow night, mid-60s for the Arkansas River Valley.